Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Guardian's Mate by Jennifer Ashley, narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. Ray's job on the day of the choosing was to stand behind her foster father and hold the absent guardian's sword. Absent, because the guardian was dead. Had been for months. The woods were quiet, dark, and cold. Any sane shifter would still be in bed, snuggled under a few blankets, looking forward to a warm shower and a hot cup of coffee. But no, the shifters of the western Montana shifter town had crept out just before dawn, following Ion, Ray's adopted father and leader of this shifter town, to see whether the goddess was in a good mood. 4 times in the last 6 months, they'd trudged out here in the gloom and cold, waiting for the goddess to pick a new guardian. They'd come at a full moon, a new moon, a waxing moon, a blue moon. They'd turn toward wherever the moon happened to be, and wait. All the young men of the Montana shifter town who were past their transition were required to attend, including Ray's foster brothers. They formed the now familiar circle, some excited, some fearful, some simply wanting to go back to bed. Ion, a feline shifter who was mostly mountain lion, sent Ray an encouraging look. Ray was a lupine, black wolf, but she conceded that her foster dad was handsome, for a feline. He was currently mateless, which made him a target for every female shifter near and far. What some of them would do to try to sneak into his bed was beyond ridiculous. Ray sometimes felt like his bodyguard rather than his daughter.
Not long now.